Welcome to this Field Talk podcast from the Linder Farm Network. I'm your host, Dan Lemke. In partnership with the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, we're bringing you a series of podcasts that highlight the farmers behind the soybean checkoff. One of those growers is Glenn Groth, who farms in Winona County. Groth joins me for this soybean checkoff check-in.
Well, my wife and I farm here not too far from the Mississippi River, right along I-90 here. We farm corn, soybeans, hay. We grow some peas for canning, and we have a few cattle around yet too here. I milk cows up until about 4 years ago, and 4 years ago to the day, actually, I milked my last cow. Since then, I have a little more time on my hands, and I've been involved in Farm Bureau and other organizations for some time. And one thing I hadn't had much experience with is the checkoff side of things. I always was a believer in the checkoff, that farmers working together is a good approach to having some control over how we promote and advance our product and our industry. So I kind of wanted to get involved in that. I knew some people already on the Minnesota Soybean Research Promotion Council, so I picked their brain a little bit about it. And then I was appointed first after another gentleman from our area passed away. And then I was elected here this last year for real this time to serve on the Research and Promotion Councils.
So I guess what is it that interested you about getting involved? I know you said you've been involved and like to have your fingers in that and learn a little bit more about the checkoff side of things. But I guess why is it that you're willing to commit your time to do that?
Oh, like I tell my wife, I've always been a habitual joiner of organizations. I mean, I like getting off the farm and meeting other people in the industry. I like to know what's going on after our products leave the farm here. I want to learn more about that. And I believe that, I think there's a lot of opportunity in developing our markets overseas in particular. The United States soybean farmer right now it has a lot of competition from South America, and I think we need to be proactive in promoting our crop and how sustainable we are and promoting all those facts to our international customers. And beyond that, developing new uses for soybeans and researching better production techniques so we can all benefit down the road. So it's a way that we can pool our money together as farmers and make wise investments, and I think you need to be part of that.
That's what interesting that you say that. I hear that frequently from folks that like to know what happens once those crops leave the farm gate. I think a lot of growers take the grain to the elevator and it stops there, but there's a whole lot of activity that happens beyond that farm gate that you certainly are involved in. So tell me about some of the areas of particular interest that you have, maybe whether it's working on certain teams within the Soybean Council, or are there particular things that interest you? Is it mainly markets? Is it research? Or what really kind of drives your interest?
Well, I'm really interested in developing new markets outside our borders here for crops. I really think that's where the future lies. We have only 5% of the world population here in the United States, and there's a big hungry world out there, and it's only going to grow. Demographics, China, they're looking at a population decline in the next several decades, and United States, it's, the birth rate has declined, but yet our production keeps increasing. So we need to be able to, build markets, build relationships with the hungry populations, the hungry growing populations in the rest of the world. And, I think anything we can do to build those markets up are going to benefit the farmer long term. So that's what I have a particular interest in. Recently, Minnesota Soybean Research Promotion Council has put a lot of money in developing markets in Uzbekistan. And I really think that's a need. I mean, whoever thought that there was countries out there that didn't know about soybeans or didn't have a developed channel to get soybean meal into their country. And I think it's neat to be kind of on the forefront of that effort to get an active and growing soybean crushing industry in that country. And I think it's really going to open up a lot of possibilities in that whole region, and it's neat that Minnesota's on the leading edge of that effort.
Now, obviously, farmers pay into the soybean checkoff, and you guys are charged with making investments into the development of the soybean industry. I guess tell me a little bit about the process. How do you go about deciding what makes sense to invest in? Because obviously, there's a finite amount of resources there.
Sure. Well, there are a couple of different ways we go about it. On Research and Promotion Council, we have different action teams. We have promotion and research and communications and other various action teams, and then various organizations and researchers and promotion entities will submit proposals to our committees here for careful analysis. They'll make presentations to us. We'll look at the budget, see what makes sense. We'll ask some tough questions to make sure that they're deserving and of our money. Our farmers have contributed, and we really give it a lot of scrutiny. When I got on this council, I've been on a few years now, I was really surprised and impressed with how much thought and experience that the other checkoff grower leaders put into this process. And I've learned a lot by watching them, giving them careful consideration. And another way we do it, Minnesota Soybean Checkoff is part of a couple other committees and boards that promote our soybeans as well. So, we contribute money to be part of their organizations. And so those entities also have Minnesota farmer grower leaders on their boards to analyze how the funds are being spent on those other committees. So there's several ways that we carefully analyze proposals brought to the board and give them a lot of consideration. And we really, really give it the due diligence that I think Minnesota farmers deserve when it comes to spending their hard-earned money.
So I guess for you, what's been the most interesting or exciting thing to learn about in your, time now on the board?
Well, I just found it really interesting to learn about how different businesses and organizations promote our product to the, the overseas market, how the logistics of getting a container of soybeans or soybean meal out to Pacific Northwest and getting it into Thailand or Philippines or other parts of the world, what's all involved in that. I think it's been interesting in my time too. There's been a real shift from promoting just soybeans to soybean meal. We have all this crush capacity coming online. And just in the last couple of years, that's been a big focus of our efforts here, finding out ways to develop new markets for soybean meal, in particular here with renewable diesel coming online here and that market growing exponentially, and coming up with places to go with the meal is going to be huge. And there's a really bright future for the soybean farmer in the next decade or two.
Now, I guess, how would you, what would you say to other farmers that are paying into the checkoff? Are you, confident that you're providing a good deal of, again, direction, and also that they're getting a good bang for their buck, so to speak, for that checkoff investment?
Yeah, I think it's a very good investment, but I also encourage them to learn more for themselves. I mean, if you have questions about where your money is going, contact one of the board members or look at our annual report or look on the Minnesota Soybean website. I mean, the information about what we're doing is all there. We try to be as open and transparent as possible. And, the board members serve at the discretion of the Minnesota soybean farmers. If you have questions or concerns about where their money's going, reach out to us, and it's our job to bring that to the board. And, I really believe that the people on the checkoff board here, the Research Promotion Council, really do give a lot of consideration. It's one thing we always tell ourselves, can we defend this decision, this investment to the average farmer in the state of Minnesota? And if the answer is no, we don't make that investment. So we really give it a careful consideration for every dollar we spend.
You also mentioned too that with the growth of renewable diesel, biodiesel, the demand for a soybean meal, these are exciting times for soybean farmers. It's gotta be nice to be kind of on the leading edge and seeing a growing market with a lot of opportunity, rather than trying to save an industry that might be struggling. It's got to be fun to be on the growth side of things, I would imagine.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, there's a lot of opportunity, a lot of promise coming in, and it's need to be part of that.
Thanks for joining us for this Field Talk podcast. Find other podcasts on Apple, Spotify, and the Linder Farm Network website. Get all the latest farm news and information on your local LFN affiliate.